Welcome to Econoday's Economist Roundtable. I am Ann Picker, Econoday's Chief Economist. With me today are Mark Pender and Jeremy Hawkins. Mark covers the U.S. for Econoday, while Jeremy is our man in London covering Europe. Jeremy, you've been on vacation. Why don't you begin?
Well, I suppose I'd like to give a quick rundown about the delights of Tuscany, but I suppose really just in terms of a quick update of what's happened over the last couple of weeks I've been away, and I suppose it comes down to not a lot, really. I think from the way the European economy is performing, it seems as if not a great deal has changed. I think growth continues to be not exactly flatlining, but we're running at around about 0.2, 0.3%, I think, for continental Europe. As far as the UK is concerned, clearly we still don't have a great deal of data concerning the post-Brexit vote world, but what we have seen, if anything, has tended to be a little bit stronger than expected. So I guess we've got to say that at the moment it looks as if interest rate policy, monetary policy in general for Europe is on hold for the time being, but clearly with plenty of potential still for further rate cuts or additional quantitative easing further down the road.
Mark, why don't you talk about the aftermath of Jackson Hole?
Sure. I think the bias here in the U.S., unlike what Jeremy was talking about, is probably on hold for monetary policy, with the possibility of a rate hike, not a rate cut, in the future. Janet Yellen was a very important speech on Friday, where she said that the case for tightening has strengthened, and that the consumer here has strengthened. And if we get a big jobs gain, even the 255,000 we got in July will be hard to repeat, but that's an excellent historically, that's an excellent number. And even though the consensus is down, if we can, get something of that size again, the September FOMC will definitely be an active meeting. And it could very well have a strong debate for a rate hike. Whether or not they would is still a little bit uncertain, because you have the unsaid factor, which is the presidential election. And then you also have, the Fed policymakers are trying to establish is that if we do have a rate hike, there'll be just one this year. So,
okay, Mark, can I quickly interrupt? So, I mean, what really should investors be looking for in Friday's report? I mean, is it employment that matters? Is it wages that matters? And what do you sort of the benchmark levels that might, tip the Fed one way or the other?
I think a 200 number would, a 200 gain for non-farm payroll, which would be the third 200 in a row, and that would be the low one. We had a 292 in June. Those two are very high, 292 and 255. If we get anything over two, you're going to get a debate. And if you get something that's that high of the prior months, then you might have, and jobless claims have been very low. So there's other indications, and job openings have been very high in the JOLTS report. So there are it's possible that the employment labor market, despite all the doomsdayers, could be at a flashpoint of strength, in which case would be a wage concern. Wages were pretty strong in the personal consumption and income report on Monday. So in 2 months of 0.5% gains for wages and salaries, which is pretty good. I'm not sure the market reacted to Janet Yellen on Friday. Markets here have been very thin. Lots of people, as you know, Jeremy, are on vacation, have been on vacation. So I'm not sure how the markets are going to react, but if it is strong, there will definitely be the possibility of a rate hike. And the other side of that, of course, is that you have economic strength. That's an offsetting factor. So.
Did this morning's consumer confidence report give a clue as the possibility of a strong report on Friday?
Well, that's interesting. Well, we're going to have the August data unfold for us this week. We're going to have auto sales, which will be the first major thing on Thursday, and then followed by the employment report. Now, both of these have been pretty strong and correlate pretty well with consumer strength. Ultimately, consumer confidence boils down to confidence in the jobs market. And that appears to be pretty solid right now. Layoffs, again, are very low. Openings are very high. Wages may be creeping up, even though the global economy isn't so great. And there's a lot of uncertainty, political uncertainty. It looks like the bread and butter for the U.S. consumer is still in place.
Interesting. It's a lot you asked about the consumer confidence in terms of the lags and the leads. And I say that just quickly, coming back to my part of the world. On the whole, I think the interpretation of the figures over here, as we said, have been, if anything, slightly better than expected. And so perhaps the Eurozone economy has not been impacted as much as it might have been by the Brexit vote. However, we have seen some weakness coming through in terms of particularly consumer confidence, to a lesser extent in terms of industrial confidence as well. And certainly if the last, the big recession was anything to go by, it took quite a while for the downturn in consumer confidence and indeed industrial confidence to be reflected in the actual hard data. If I remember rightly, it's about a half a year lag or so between the downturn in consumer confidence and the time when industrial production actually started falling sharply. And I wonder if what's that kind of linkage is your side of the water.
Well, I guess we would be talking about an upside linkage that we're seeing affirming now. How late will that correspond to activity, consumer spending activity? It can vary, and there's no hard correlation to begin with. But I think if you look at all the consumer data in general, the spending data, the consumer sentiment data, and interesting, you mentioned business investment because of the durable goods report last week, very, very strong. And I know in the UK, housing is a very important sector. And here, housing is coming up. Prices seem to be pretty flat. Appreciation is about 5%, but that's pretty good in a low inflation economy. Sales are coming up. It looks like housing is going to come on strong for the second half, which, again, is a consumer-focused area. So I think they're kind of all going to go up at once as long and if provided that the employment reports are strong.
I think that's it for today.